We grew the golf course in with natural organic fertilizers, and it was a painful process. And it was painful only because it was slow. It was painful because nothing happened in the spring. And you're worried about weed intrusion while you're trying to grow the darn thing in. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're putting down natural organic fertilizer, and then all of a sudden soil microbial activity kicks in mid-July, and you're cutting 6 days a week because, you know, grass is growing out of its skin. So it was a lot of, and a lot of product experimentation too. I don't honestly think that, I think proper management of synthetic fertilizers is preferable. I think nitrates are nitrates. If I'm groundwater and I'm looking at nitrates as a bad thing, I don't know what the source is. I'm sitting down there and nitrates are coming down. I don't know whether they're coming down from natural organic fertilizers or synthetics. I know there's a salt deal going on with the synthetic fertilizers, and that could be a balanced disruption in the soil. But other than that, I really believe that it's not so much about product, it's about who's putting it down and how you're putting it down and what the timing is. That's the key. You can put down all the natural organic you want in January and it's going to leach out of, and see you later. Or you can put it down, I mean, if you use natural organics in the summer, in the heat of the summer, they're great. You know, they work well during that period of time. And if you want a slow release that gives you a nice, even, steady growth through that period, I love them. But I like to be able to, I think an applicator, I think a good superintendent who knows what he's doing, and it was in a fertilizer class today that was terrific, that everybody's learning exactly how to calibrate and put this stuff out, and then learn about the products, and you can manage nitrates as well. As just putting down natural organics and then not thinking about it, doesn't make sense. Yeah.